This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The state of Wisconsin is saying no, for now anyway, to more financial aid for Foxconn. The company calls the move a surprise. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes sent Foxconn executives a letter yesterday saying the Taiwan-based company won't qualify for billions of dollars in state tax credits unless the contract then-Governor Scott Walker signed with Foxconn 3 years ago is redone. WEDC has reviewed Foxconn documents on hiring and investment for 2019. Hughes says what Foxconn has built at its manufacturing site in Racine County is nothing close to the plant for liquid crystal display screens that the company originally promised.
The agreement between Foxconn and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation was for the construction of a Gen 10.5 LCD facility. So this was a major factory that would have employed 13,000 Wisconsinites. Foxconn is not building that project.
Hughes says the Evers administration has repeatedly offered to negotiate a new contract with Foxconn, and she says she even toured the site in Mount Pleasant a few weeks ago. Foxconn contends it employs more than 520 people in Wisconsin. The firm says it came to the table with WEDC to discuss new terms, and the determination of ineligibility during ongoing discussion is a disappointment and a surprise that threatens good faith negotiations. Is the Evers team worried the latest news will prompt Foxconn to leave Wisconsin? State Administration Secretary Joel Brennan says there are a lot of reasons the company should stay and invest more here.
Not the least of which is that they have a strong partner in WEDC in the state who have made almost $250 million of investment in and around their site. The local communities have also invested in this.
Brennan says there's nothing magical about the date of the letter to Foxconn. It comes the same week as Foxconn supporters Vice President Mike Pence and President Donald Trump are scheduled to visit southern Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.